USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States will reportedly buy 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine to distribute them to other countries. The Washington Post first reported a deal that will see 200 million doses delivered in 2021 and the remaining shots delivered in the first half of next year. The doses will be distributed through the United Nations COVAX program. The White House indicated that more details about the plan would be released on Thursday. And another major company says they paid millions in ransom after their systems were hacked by criminals operating in Russia. The world's largest meat producer, JBS, was hit with a ransomware attack in May, taking most of their operations in the U.S. offline. In a statement Wednesday, the company says it paid the hacker group Revil $11 million to prevent further damage to their systems. CEO of JBS USA, Andre Noguera, said the decision to pay was extremely difficult, but he ultimately made it to prevent any potential risk to their customers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story for the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Negotiations on an infrastructure bill have moved to the Senate, as the president has engaged a bipartisan group of senators to try to put together a bipartisan bill. That coming after the White House cut off talks with a group of Republican senators earlier this week. Senator Bill Cassidy is one of the lawmakers in that bipartisan group. The Louisiana Republican tells ABC News why more progress may come from his group.
There's a difference between a group of Republican senators negotiating with the White House and a group of Democratic and Republican senators negotiating with each other. If we can come to agreement on certain issues and then hopefully socialize it, if you will, kind of popularize it among our colleagues, then that signals to the White House that's where the Senate can be. Democrats will buy into it and Republicans will accept it, sort of thing. You don't have that sense if the White House is only speaking to Republican senators. So I think it's been very productive having this base within the Senate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Health officials are worried that the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus could slow the recovery from the pandemic. Tim Berg reports.
The rise of the COVID-19 Delta variant in the UK has sparked fears of a new wave of the virus and could endanger plans for a full reopening of society this month, despite one of the world's most successful vaccination campaigns. Dr. Ajish Jha is the dean of Brown University's School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show why we need to keep our eye on this new variant.
It is by far the most contagious variant of this virus that we have seen throughout the whole pandemic. It's what has caused the huge spikes in India. It's causing serious increase in cases in the UK, despite the fact that they're very vaccinated. So it really is a problem. The good news is our vaccines seem to be holding up quite well, but the contagiousness and potentially the lethality of this virus, that's really what's concerning many of us.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Americans and Britons may soon be able to once again travel back and forth to each other's countries. President Biden and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson will meet Thursday and are expected to announce a commitment to lift COVID travel restrictions that have been in place in more than a year. The powers will announce that the formation of working groups along with the EU, Canada, and Mexico to find ways to safely restart international travel. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.